Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the fifth day of Adar, to Aleph, Tovshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Ksubas, Perek, Shnemosar, Mishnah Gimel. After we've learnt in the previous two Mishnahs about the laws that a girl can get mazonos based on the, a daughter can get mazonos based on the conditions of the Ksuba, or on conditions that she made with the husband, our Mishnah is going to now teach about the mazonos of a widow from the properties of the husband who's deceased based on the Tanai HaKsuba, based on the conditions of the Ksuba. Almona Sha'amra, a widow who says to the heirs, to the orphans, she says, "If she loses me based barley, I don't want to move out of my husband's house, I want to stay here." En ha-yorshin yicholen lo melo. The heirs, the orphans, cannot say to her, "L'chi leves avich, go to your father's house. We don't want you here. V'onazon enosach, and we'll give you your food there." They cannot force her to do that. Ela zonin oisa beves bailo. They have to give her mazonos in the house of her husband, as she wants. V'nosin lamodo, they give her a place for to live in the house. L'fi chavoda, suitable according to her status. Because that's one of the Tanai the Ksubas, one of the conditions of the Ksuba, that the almona, that the widow, in the case of the husband dying, should stay in the house of the of her deceased husband. And she should get sustained from his estate the whole time that she's an almona. And therefore, even if she normally, while her husband was alive, had beautiful cushions and covers and mattresses, nice silver cutlery and things like that, she has to be given the same type of treatment as she was having in the time when her husband was alive. Now, what happens if she says the other way? Omro, if she says, the widow says, "If she lozos mi beis abba, I don't want to leave my father's house." In other words, the widow prefers to stay in her father's house rather than continue living in her deceased husband's house. And she's asking that the orphans should, or the yorshim, should give her the hermazonos and schlep it to her father's house. In such a case, Yecholim l'hayorshim lomerla, the yorshim, the heirs, can say to her, "Im atetzleino, if you stay here with us in our father's house, yesh loch mazonos, you will get food, we'll sustain you. But v'im ein atetzleino, if you're not going to stay with us, ein loch mazonos, we're not giving you mazonos." And what's the reason? The reason is the Gemara brings because shebirkas habayis beruba. The bracha of a house will be when there's more people in the house. They all help each other, etc. And they can say to her, "If you're with us, then our house is blessed because of the greater number of people, and then we'll give you to eat. But if you leave your house, no, we're not going to bring it to your father's house." Rambam has the girsa, shebrukas habayis meruba, with a letter mem. What does that mean? That means there's economies of scale, is what they can say to her. Five people. When they're eating it separately, each one, they might need a kilo of food for a week or for a day or whatever. And nevertheless, if they're it's in their separate places. But if they're all in one house eating together, then they can do away with 20% of it. They might only need four kavim for the whole lot of them. And the same thing applies not just with food, but with other things of the house, other things, the essentials that people need. There is economies of scale, and therefore, if the widow decides to leave the husband's house and go to her father's house, they will say to her, "Look, if you're not going to be here, we're not giving you mazonos. I.e., we'll only give you mazonos according to what it would cost us if you were here in the house." Doesn't mean they can completely get out of paying mazonos. That's how the Rambam learns. What happens if the widow says the reason that she doesn't want to stay in her husband's house is because it's difficult, it's awkward, because she's young girl, behein, and the yelodim, and the kids are young, the orphans that are not her children, the orphans that are from another wife, they are young. And it's not proper. She doesn't want to have rumors spread about her staying in that house with them. Well, if she says that, that's a perfectly valid reason why she should go to her father's house. They have to give her supplies, all the mazonos, while she's in her father's house. Mishnah Dalet. Previous Mishnah, we learned that there's a difference between an almana who's being sustained from the properties of the yisomim, if she stays in the house of her husband, or she goes back to her father's house. Now we're going to learn in our Mishnah that also as far as collecting the ksuba, there's a difference if she's in her father's house or in her husband's house. Kolzman she beveis aviha. As long as she, the widow, is staying in the father's house, in her father's house, and the yoshim are schlepping the food up to her all the time, since she's not getting benefit from any of the estate other than the food, she can keep on, she has all the time in the world to collect the ksuba. There's no time limit, even after many years. But, as long as she's in the husband's house, and she has the ability to use the estate for what she needs, then there's a time limit. She can only collect the ksuba till a maximum of, for a maximum of time of 25 years. Now why? Why 25 years? 25 years since the from the time the husband died. And that is, sheyesh b'yeasrim v'chomesh shonim shetasa tovik nekzbasa. Because in a period of 25 years, she would have benefited from the matones, from the gifts that she would be giving to her neighbors from the husband's estate. Because women tend to give or tend to help out their neighbors and give them food. And within the during the duration of 25 years, she would have given many matanes. And the Chachamim estimated that if you add up over 25 years, all those matanes, all those gifts that the Amana gave from the estate of the Yisomim, that would equal the Ksuba. Effectively, she's been using the Ksuba. That's what they're saying. She's considered as already deemed already having received it because of these little gifts or big gifts that she gives over the period of 25 years to her neighbors. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Shomar Mishum Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's what Rabbi Meir says, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. V'chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say, kol zman she beveis baila, as long as she's in the husband's house, she can go v'ksubasa le'olam, she can collect the ksuba forever. There is no time limit. The Chachamim hold that the only time that the Amona would lose a ksuba after 25 years because of the matanas or the good things that she's been doing for her neighbors from the properties of Yisomim, that's not the reason that they say she after 25 years she loses it. But the reason is because we say that remaining silent for that period of time is like mechila. It's like, I'm meichel meksuba. If she waited and remained silent so many years, 25 years, and she didn't ask for ksuba, so we say she was meichel yoshnu ksuba. She sort of, you know, they can keep the ksuba. And therefore, as long as she's in the house of her husband, she can collect a ksuba forever. Why? Because her silence does not show that she's foregoing the ksuba or forgiving it. It could be that she's not forgiving it. Why doesn't she ask for the ksuba? Because they're helping her. They're supplying her. They're giving her a free accommodation in the husband's house and she can use appliances there, etc. So she's embarrassed to ask for the ksuba. So there's no time limit. She can always have the right to pick up and ask the ksuba and ask for ksuba. But kol zman she beveis aviha, as long as she's in her father's house, then go v'ksubasa resim v'cham shonim. She can only go 25 years within which time to collect the ksuba. Why? Because since she's in her father's house, she's not embarrassed to ask for her ksuba. And if 25 years have gone and she didn't ask it, then we say that's like a mechila, like a science is like forgiving, is like being mechilat. Mesa, what happens if the almana, the widow, died? Yerushal maskirin ksubasa adasem v'cham shonim. Her heirs, the people of the heirs, can be maskir, can demand, according to one pshat, the ksuba from the time she dies for the next 25 years. Some say that the word maskirin means you have to announce to the yisomim, to announce to the orphans once every 25 years to make sure that she's not moichel the ksuba. If she does it that way, that'll be fine. And on top of that, one should remember that the yorshim are not able to be toveya the ksuba. They can't demand the ksuba unless the almana has sworn about the ksuba before she died. When we say orphans, we mean her yorshim. Her yorshim cannot demand her ksuba or if she didn't swear. And the reason is because we've said several times this concept that a moirish, a person who's passing Yerusha Dan, cannot pass over a shvua, which means that if the almona had an obligation, the widow had an obligation to give an oath for her, before she collected a ksuba, before she died, and she didn't take that oath, the orphans or her orphans, her Yorushim, cannot do it in her place. And if it's only if she had already sworn, she had already made a shvur, now she's entitled to collect the ksuba, then her Yorushim will be mekabel the ksuba. They can demand for it, ask it.